Now, you have to feel for the Roma community at this present moment in time because they're getting adverse publicity for sure. And people are actually being urged not to jump to conclusions after a young Roma girl was taken from her family. Now, the 7-year-old girl has spent 2 nights in state care after being removed from her home in Talla in Dublin. It's after a member of the public said the blue-eyed blonde girl didn't look like members of her family. Now, her parents insist, of course, she is their child and have consented to DNA tests. Now, Martin Collins, you may have heard him on the news. He's a co-director with the Pavey Point Traveller and Roma Centre in the Republic. And Martin's on the line. Martin, good morning. Let me see, a little problem on my lines this morning, but that one's working as clear as can be. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Martin. It's very difficult situation, this, isn't it? You have this the story coming out of Greece, now you have the story coming out of Dublin, and you also have the natural instinct of people to jump to conclusions. I even heard someone say yesterday, typical, this is what they said, typical. When I was young, my granny told me you shouldn't be out playing because the gypsies would steal you. And there it is, it's happening. I told you, it's happening. That is an incredible conclusion to jump to, isn't it?
Well, I think that's one of the implications of all of the media coverage surrounding this particular case of the Roma child in Talla. You know, it propagates the stereotype and the myth, you know, that gypsies and tinkers will steal your children. And obviously that's a myth and a stereotype which needs to be challenged, because it is just that, a stereotype and a myth. It has no basis in fact. But going back to the core issue, Pavey Point have issued a statement essentially calling on people not to rush to any conclusions, to calm down, because there is a kind of a near of hysteria at the moment, just given, you know, developments in Greece with that young girl, Maria, who was found in the Roma camp, and then obviously the situation in Tallinn the last couple of days. So I think people need to, you know, take a step back and reflect, you know, very calmly on the situation and let the HSE and the Gardaí carry out their investigations. But having said that, it seems that the only people who did rush to judgment in this particular case were actually the Gardaí and the HSE. My understanding is that on Monday, a member of the public tipped off a journalist, who in turn tipped off the Gardaí, that there was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child living with a Roma family and who looked ethnically different from the parents. And obviously they were aware of the situation out in Greece and so forth. So in any event, the Gardaí arrived and had a two-hour meeting with the Roma family. And during the 2 hours, they were not convinced as to the identity of the child. Now, in my opinion, you know, for 2 hours is not a sufficient amount of time to make such a big decision. In other words, take the child away from the family. And, you know, but obviously we have to wait for the DNA results, which by all accounts, I understand, we will have available sometime this evening. But another substantive point I'd like to make here to your listeners is, and this is something that really concerns me, I think there's a bit of racial profiling going on here, and it's extremely dangerous, and we need to refrain from it. You know, not all Roma are dark-skinned and brown-eyed. You know, there are many, many Roma out there who are blonde-haired, you know, pale-skinned and have green eyes and blue eyes. And so I'm just wondering, are we creating a sort of a climate whereby every time a member of the public sees a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child with a Roma family who have dark skin, are they going to report that to the authorities? Are they going to put those families through turmoil? I just think it's a very dangerous, slippery slope we're on. Like, for example, I don't think anybody would, you know, give it a second thought if you've seen a middle-class family in Black Rock, a white middle-class couple walking down the street with a black child. I don't think people would jump to the same conclusions.
Therein lies the difficulty for the Roma community. Across the width and breadth of Europe, they have settled, and in so many countries they are seen as being bottom of the pecking order. That's the sad reality of where they are, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what all of the research, you know, suggests. There's a mountain of research by the European Roma Rights Centre and indeed other Council of Europe and UN human rights bodies, which all say that Roma, right throughout the continent of Europe, are one of the most despised and one of the most oppressed groups on the continent. And this particular family are from Romania. and Romania is particularly bad. There's high unemployment rates among the Roma community, low educational attainment, low life expectancy. So people obviously are trying to flee those conditions and try and make a better life for themselves and their family. So with the fall of communism, a lot of Roma families from Romania migrated to Ireland. And this particular family is an example of that. And, you know, just to put this in its proper context, you know, the family here, English is not the first language. You know, documentation as to the identity of their children wouldn't be a priority on their list. You know, they're impoverished. They're living from hand to mouth. They also have a very, you know, they have a great suspicion of the police in Ireland because they come from that experience in Romania where the police, and it's on record, as having persecuted Roma. So that's the context here in which I, you know, the Gardaí came to the conclusion that you know, they weren't satisfied as to the identity of the children, of the child. But I don't think they give due consideration or due weight to the circumstances of that Roma family.
Is there any truth in the original claim from the family down in Dublin that the child was born in a hospital in Dublin? Has that been established or not?
There's a bit of confusion over that. Been some developments in that regard in the last couple of hours. It now seems that all of the signs are that the child was born in the Coombe, but had a previous address. You know, that's over 7 years ago.
So the child was born where, did you say?
Sorry,
you said the child was born where?
Sorry, in the Coombe Hospital in Dublin.
Oh, okay, yes.
And the records in the Coombe Hospital had a different address because that young girl was born 7 years ago and the family resided at a different address at the time. So the address that the guards have didn't correspond to the address which was on the records at the Coombe Hospital. It is also the case, I understand, that the Roma family, just like the Traveller community, actually have pet names and nicknames for their offspring. And it seems that the Roma family, maybe there was a communication problem, gave the pet name as opposed to the original name on the birth cert. And that obviously caused confusion as well.
The DNA will clear it up if, as you say, by the end of play today, we may know if mom and dad are the mom and dad of that little girl. If it turns out that the DNA shows that those parents are not the parents of that little girl, what's the next step then?
Well, then obviously there'll have to be some further investigations to establish the true identity of the child, and the main fact, a crime might have been committed, and you know the relevant authorities will have to pursue that. But I would qualify that by saying that if a crime has been committed, then I think it's important for people to, you know, look at the individuals who have committed that crime as opposed to thinking that this is representative or something that's inherent in the Roma community.
Yes, it's very important not to judge everyone on the behaviour of a small group of people if they're found to be guilty of a particular crime unacceptable behaviour.
Absolutely. And likewise, if it's proven that the HSE and the Gardaí, you know, got involved in a blunder, I won't denigrate, you know, the HSE or the Gardaí, because there's lots of good people who work in the Gardaí and lots of good people who work in the HSE.
The person who raised it with the journalist would have been well-intentioned, however, considering they'd been looking at the story in Greece.
I'm not sure about that. My own view is that I think the journalist concerned probably felt that he was onto a bit of a scoop here, you know. And he was also, in my opinion, trying to enhance his own profile. So now, maybe I'm...
But he did the most responsible thing. He contacted the police. He did the most responsible thing by contacting the police.
Yes, I think in the final analysis, you know, if members of the public have a suspicion that there may be child neglect or child welfare issues at stake, well, the right thing to do is to inform the relevant authorities of that. But I don't think that detracts from my other point, that he was also at the same time felt he was on a bit of a scoop here and he was looking at enhancing his own profile.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, you can view it like that. But if there's a story to be told, it's the journalist's duty to tell it. But he, without shadow of doubt, went along the right path by contacting the authorities.
Analysis, you would have to agree with that. My biggest gripe is with the investigation by the Gardaí. I think, you know, on the basis of a 2-hour encounter with the family, I think they were very premature in rushing to the conclusion whereby they felt it was in the best interest of the child to be taken away from the family. I think it was a very rushed judgment.
Well, let's hope it has a happy conclusion. Martin, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Martin Collins is co-director of the Pavey Point Traveller and Roma Centre in Dublin. It's 23 minutes to 11. You're listening to U105 in the morning. Good morning.